Al, do you believe in the heart of the cards?
I believe in the heart of the cards when you're playing the cards.
What about when you're playing the cards?
Absolutely not.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah. I'm no good at cards.
Al sees cards and she's like, get out of here.
Get out of here. I have like chain of memories drama.
Well, that's because that's Kingdom Hearts. That's just going to bring you trauma regardless.
I know, but I'm just saying I have chain of memories
drama.
Get out
of here.
Get out of here. And then, you know, there's the whole like Al and poker stuff.
Oh, your favorite card game, of course. Very true. Anyways, hello, welcome to this week's episode of Season Let Me Check Up OVA. It's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc Owl and Lady M.
Hello.
This is episode 382, and it's time to talk about a card game.
Card game.
They made another Yohane game.
From a franchise
game.
We love.
Yes.
They did.
This time it is a deck builder, roguelike. Gotta believe in the heart of the cards. We are talking, of course.
I don't like deck builders, and I don't like roguelikes that much either, so.
It's your two favorite things mixed together.
Yay!
We are talking about Yohane the Parhelion, Numazu in the Mirage. It is a video game. It is indeed a video
game.
It is
in the Love Live greater cinematic universe.
Yep, that's how you describe it.
I mean,
that is definitely one way to describe
it.
Because I
can't technically say it's Love Live Sunshine, but it's tied to Love Live Sunshine.
You know, the Love Live multiverse.
But nobody has last names, and it's not. Yeah.
But yes, this game came out on February the 22nd. We did not get around to it for a little while because that was knee-deep in the triple JRPG bonanza of the beginning of this year, so something had to take a backseat,
yep.
And it was this.
It was this, but we had it on the back burner. We're like, we're going to come back to this eventually.
Yes. It is out on the PlayStations, the Nintendo Switch, and the PC.
Mm-hmm.
That's how that works. And yeah, you play cards with Yohane and the gang. Use your cards to fight things and do magic and beat up giant Mekons and weird creatures and everything and burgers that go bleh when you defeat them.
Bleh. And lobsters with swords.
Those are
bleh.
Were those lobsters or were those like crabs? I forget. Or shrimps.
They were lobsters. Well, I thought they were shrimps, but they're lobsters. They're lobsters with swords.
You know, lobster swords.
Very, very normal lobster swords. And then, like, there's also the puddings that are actually mountains that are actually volcanoes.
Yes, of course. They, you know, that's how all this works.
Mm-hmm.
And
all the girls are very smug.
Yeah, that is very true as well.
Hee-hee-hee.
But yeah, this is being a roguelike and everything. You do runs, essentially. That is how you play the game. You go through a board that will like have a bunch of different areas you can go to, and you can choose pick and choose where to go, or if you want to fight just regular monsters, you can. You can fight little mini-bosses. You can go find treasure. There are like event spaces. You can buy things from Hanamaru. I think that's it. And then there's a boss at the end you gotta fight, and then, you know, you move on to the next board and the next board, and then that's how you do a run. And if you die, you gotta start your run all over again. But along the way, of course, you're like, you know, you're collecting more cards to put in your deck. You get charms that give you specific buffs and everything that like will make things easier for you, of course. You get money to buy new cards and charms and all that. You can upgrade your cards if you want. So you are consistently getting more powerful, but also everything else is getting more powerful. So you gotta, You gotta make sure you're doing the right upgrades or getting the right things to make your run that much smoother.
There's no reason for little Mekons to be as tough as they are.
That's the power of the Mekon.
You're right.
You gotta be
wary
of that.
I don't know what I was thinking. No, you're right. Also, they would be completely bonkers bananas humans if they don't sell any kind of version of the sleepy versions of these gals.
Yes.
That you have in the badges, because those are adorable. They're so cute.
When do we get Big Mom merch?
Shouts
out the Big Mom badge.
Big
very
Mom
good,
badge
very useful.
Friend. Very, very good, very useful. You had a good time with a Big Mom badge at one boss fight, at least.
Mm-hmm. Love that Big Mom badge. But yeah, this is, like I said, you do card stuff, but also, like, there is a story attached to it, and there's a reason why you were doing all the card stuff. Johanne finds a mirror that eventually takes her to a reverse version of Numazu, the mirror Numazu. And in there, she's able to use these cards as magic, and she has to fight her enemies, and that's how she's able to do all the fighting and stuff, and basically, she's got to save her friends from getting their life essence sucked away from them by these weird versions of them, of her friends. Smug versions of her friends.
I forget the smug versions. They're knight something. I don't remember what the second word of that is, but knight something.
It essentially, the whole thing is like based around this like fairy tale story that all of them had read when they were kids, and like that is basically being shaped and formed and brought to life in the mirror world. And, you know, as you continuously do runs and everything, and as you beat these runs, you unlock more story and find out exactly what's happening and all of that fun stuff. But it is fun to see all these weird,
and your friends,
like,
along the way keep getting sick.
Yes, all these like rude versions of your friends. Like, Hanamaru hates bread. She wants to use bread and like to beat people up and all that sort of stuff, which is very funny.
Yeah, it's really good.
Ruby's gonna give you a Rubeaten.
Rubeaten? She's gonna Rubeaten you?
She's gonna do her bestie to Rubeat you.
I saw that image like before we actually played it. I was like, oh my god, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen. Like,
it's pretty good.
This version of Ruby is me, because I threaten to fight everybody, and she
and
wants
also
to
very
beat
small.
Everyone up, and also very small. Yes. Oh man,
that's how that works.
She's so smug. Yo is just in Sharon, but she's a pirate.
Yeah, she's just a pirate. Chica's got a cool dinosaur
Chica's
outfit.
Chica's is the best.
Dow.
I love her dinosaur outfit.
There's a card that you can play in the game that when you play it, it makes that. It makes her make that noise, and it's very good.
Dow. Oh my god, really?
Yes.
What does it do?
It's just a damage card.
Oh, okay. That outfit is the best.
It's very good.
It's very good. I didn't know until this game that I needed Chica as a dinosaur until I got Chica as a dinosaur. And I was like, oh, well, that filled a hole in my life that I didn't know I had.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, game.
Kanon wants to bring destruction with all her machines.
Mm-hmm.
As you do. She's got her evil version
as
of her
do.
Robot frog.
Ah!
Who else we got here? We got
Daya.
Daya, who wants to just take over Numazu and make it worldwide. Worldwide Numazu.
Is she Pitbull?
Yes. She is Ms. Worldwide.
Ms. Worldwide.
Dale.
Mari. Anya had a good time doing the laughs for Mari. You can tell.
Good old Ojo-sama laughs.
Yep.
All the time.
All the time. And they're so loud.
It's very good.
She, you could tell she had a good time with that. But like, Mari smug is... She's smug.
Smug. Very good.
It's very good.
Rico just wants to use animals for nefarious means.
Terrible.
It's terrible. How rude.
How rude.
But yeah, you run into all these folks and you fight them, and that's how you save your friends and from being all icky and everything.
Mm-hmm. They're all sick.
And the whole time, Lylaps is just like, bruh.
Bruh.
You okay? You gonna be okay with this?
I'm so surprised we didn't have to fight Lylaps.
You can't fight it. Lylaps is too pure to get taken over. Could you imagine?
Well, that's what I was thinking. Is I probably just Lylaps? Didn't want you to have to beat up a dog. I would be terrified.
Yeah, woof, woof, woof.
But also, no, I can't imagine that.
I'm a dog. You can also summon your friends to help you in your fights, which is very nice, and they give you some buffs and boosts and all sorts of stuff. And then if you summon specific people together, they'll also give you a special buff as well.
A unit boost.
Yes, which is very nice. I get a boof.
You get a boof?
Love to get a boof.
I think because I said unit and you were trying to say buff.
No, I was trying to say buff and boost at the same time. Boof.
Oh, buff and boost. Boof.
Boof.
That's good.
But yeah, those are very...
I mean, technically you do get a buff and a boost.
You do, yes. You're not wrong.
So a boof works.
Yeah, they are very helpful when they can help you get out of some very sketchy situations, per se.
Yeah, there was that one that, like, you were poisoned or whatever, and one of them cleansed you. I was like, oh, hell yeah, that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Love to see that.
It's very nice. You got two different decks you can play with. One's, like, a very balanced deck, which is the starter deck. It has kind of, like, your very typical type stuff, where it's just attacks and shields, and then the other cards you can get aren't necessarily as, like, ginormous in terms of damage dealing and all that sort of stuff. It's just, like, pretty normal stuff. The powerful deck is way more wild in terms of just like it just you are just going to just melt things essentially.
Wow.
Do big damage, do all that sort of stuff. Big shields, big damage. But there's also cards where, like, you know, you'll do damage to yourself to do big damage or to get more energy and do a lot of other stuff, which is an interesting way to change up the formula essentially. But you can do that by just, like, shielding yourself and then taking damage, and then it just chips shield damage, which is nice.
Nice. Yeah, you had a giant shield at one point, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah. I was doing a run today where, like, I had... The way I had it set up is that, like, my first turn I would get, like, 7 specific cards immediately on the first turn. Two of them basically guarantee me to, like, get a Lylaps card every turn afterwards, which is, like, it's a attack card, but, like, it's a zero-cost attack card, but you have to play it in that turn, essentially, or else it just, like, goes away.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is a Mekon, which is a zero-cost shield that you can use, which is very nice.
Nice.
One of them was a zero-cost Kanon attack card, which is, like, a 10 damage attack for nothing. But you have to use it on the first turn. And then I had, like, 3 very specific, like, shield, zero-cost shield cards that I could use as well that were, like, at least, like, 10 shieldy a pop, which was very nice. So I could have, like, 30 shield immediately on the first turn.
That's incredible.
It was very helpful and convenient. The only time it wasn't convenient is, like, on when you have to fight the final boss, where it does, like, poison damage to you immediately, and, like, every time you play a card you take 2 damage. So I was like,
right.
I was like, oh god, I have all these cards, everything's been going fine, but oh no, I'm taking all this damage now. I mean, it ended up fine, but it was just, you know, that's the one instance of the strategy not working out. But yeah, there's, like, cards in that where it's like, if you play those specific cards, like the ones that you get each turn, you can, like, lower the cost of other cards that are, like, big damage attacks, essentially. So there's, like, one card that's a Yo card that, like, initially it's, like, a 4 cost, but it does, like, 22 damage. But if you play those those specific cards that you get at the beginning of your turn, every time, like, the you'd play one of those, the cost goes down. So by the time you can, like, if you have a lot of those, you can just make that a zero cost card. It's like, here's a free 22 damage. Bam. Very nice.
That's
very
so
convenient.
Nice.
Yes. And then also, like, the card art, I feel like, in the other deck, the power deck, basically gets all over the place in terms of, like, making it way more wild, where you get Tree Hanamaru, you get that fun Riko and Shiitake card. I like the Three Mermaids card. That's fun.
That's really funny.
Let me see. What else did I send you yesterday? I sent you a lot of fun cards.
You sent me several good cards.
I did send you several good cards. There's Ichiban. There's Ichiban.
Ichiban.
There's Pirate Yohane. There's Riko putting Yohane in a crossface chicken wing, of course. Which there's a Yohane version of that where she's putting that on Daya. This is very funny.
Oh my god.
There's Chika doing a Miracle Wave flip. Riko's petting Lilaps and Yohane's not happy about it. Cotton Candy Rube.
I was happy about that.
There's a card that says "Do your Rubestie,"
which I didn't. Tree.
I didn't send you that one, but that is one. There's a card that is called Piggy.
Piggy.
And then there's another card that's called Squeal.
Nice.
Two different cards there.
Nice.
It's pretty good. But yeah, the card art also is very fun and goofy in this game, because you get some just fun, dumb things like that in it throughout, like, both decks, and that's a very fun thing.
I do very much like the Be the Tree one.
Yes. Tree. Yeah, I'm very upset I didn't use the power deck in the last two runs I had to do with you, because that would have made things so much easier, because that deck is just...
I bet.
Destroy stuff, man. It would have been so much simpler, but we did it with the normal deck and made it way a little bit more difficult.
Did it the hard way,
yeah, than the other way around. I think the story of this is perfectly fine. I think it captures the tone of the series more so than the Metroidvania did. I think it also helps that, like, there's technically more story in this than there is in that, which, you know. Is going to benefit it more, but also it just feels like they are able to capture the essence of these characters more, and kind of, like, showcase them in their funky ways in this more so than they were able to in that.
And their dynamics.
Yeah, you get a lot of fun, just goofy interactions with all the characters and within the story itself, and then also, like, you know, if they show up in an event space or something, or, like, you know, when you're summoning them or it's one of those kinds of things. So, like, there's also, like, little bits and pieces scattered throughout when you're just, like, doing runs. So that's very fun. It's just fun to see these characters doing their thing and all that sort of stuff. And of course, like, the fact that this is, you know, a roguelike makes it way more accessible to replayability than the other one. So, like, you know, you can just keep going and doing runs and everything. 'Cause, like, you know, you're going to get, a different run each time, and, you know, the gameplay is going to be a smidge different every time you play it. And, you know, every time you were playing, you were, you know, trying to get requests done, which will give you skill, or not skill points, just points in general, which you can then turn into, like, you know, I want more HP for this specific deck, or I want to get these new cards that are in this rewards points, or get these new charms that are here, or if you want to get the specific costumes you can unlock, that's where you would get those as well. And those costumes have different cards and a charm that you start with, essentially. So, like, you know, the starter deck has, like, a specific card and charm you start with, and then every other costume you get will have a different card in that slot, which will, you know, do different things. Like, the pirate one, essentially, you start with a card that you discard a card, and it does damage, but you also have a charm that anytime you discard a card, you gain 2 shield, which is very nice.
Oh, that is nice.
The other costume I have, you start with a Hanamaru card that I think does... It gives you shield, but also I think if, like, the enemy's attacking, it gives it an attack down debuff, And then anytime you go to a shop, you gain 10 HP. And then the costume I got, I just unlocked, which was like the little devil costume. That mm-hmm. one gives you a card that essentially you play it and then you're able to get an attack card, like any attack card from within the deck, and it costs zero and you can play it immediately, which is very nice.
Oh, that is very nice.
I forget what the charm for that one is. But either way, you essentially, there's this incentive to like to get all the outfits because they're going to do different things for you, which is, you know, pretty mm-hmm. nice. It's not just like, oh, here's a fun cosmetic. It's, you know, hey, we're going to make this
actually
a little bit
gameplay mechanic.
Yeah, make this a little bit more meaningful and all that sort of stuff, which is very nice.
That's fun. Also encourages you to like change outfits.
Yeah, exactly. Gives you a different kind of strategy going in, essentially.
I like that.
Some of the challenges are difficult, to say the least. They give you a little bit of a challenge. There's a lot of them that are just like, hey, summon this character X amount of times, or do a run and gain or and acquire cards that have a specific character in them X amount of times, like that sort of thing, or like, you know, beat X mm. amount of enemies, you know, those sort of things. But then there's also like, hey, get through this specific block of the run in 20 minutes or less, or get through a run without using a rest stop, or, you know, do it without getting rare cards and all that sort of stuff. So like, if you want the challenges, like that's, or if you just want a challenge in general, like that's the way to do it. Because some of those seem very annoying, to say the least.
I can't imagine doing it without the rare cards.
Yeah. I mean, it's probably doable. You just get like a bunch of just, like regular attack cards and all that sort of stuff. It just would not be as easy.
Right.
And then some of those you have to like do on the regular difficulty. There's also like an easy and a very easy, which they give you a bonus charm to start off with. And then they'll give you kind of like specific buffs as well. Be like, oh, you get like, if you're playing like thing on very easy, you'll get like a +2 attack and defense power. You get more energy. You get more cards to start off with to draw from. And it's like, you know, it just makes things way more advantageous for the player than if they're just playing on normal difficulty, per se.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, of course, we didn't do that because we're, you know, we're pro card players. We believe in the heart of the cards. Definitely didn't save scum our way.
I didn't play anything. I was just there for moral support.
Definitely didn't save scum our way through some of those boss fights or anything. No.
No
siree.
No.
Never would
I mean,
do that.
The system just kept crashing, you know? Just kept crashing. What
That's
can you
real
do?
That's wild. I can't believe we would do that.
Except for that one time where we mistimed it.
Yeah,
well, you know, we don't talk about that, though.
But yeah.
Yeah, we definitely, you know, we did fine.
This game is fun. I really enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Are you going to say something?
Yeah, I was gonna say we kind of personaed it that we had to face ourselves.
You're not wrong. Yes, that is very true. You gotta face yourself to win, and then
we had to fight a god, which is the mirror.
Yes,
it's Persona.
You're not wrong. I'm still kind of pleasantly surprised that like I enjoyed this game more than the Metroidvania, which it feels like that shouldn't be the case, given like the pedigree of Blazing the Deep Blue and all that sort of stuff. But like,
mm-hmm.
this game's just more fun, honestly. And it's just like, I think it helps that like, you know, there's more replayability and like there's more charm in this game than the other one. It you know, it is also a $30 video game like the other one is, but mm-hmm. I think
this one has more replayability, so it's a little less like,
yeah,
egregious, I guess.
I would say so.
Yeah.
It's not like you're buying this and you're going to play it for 4 hours or 4 to 6 hours and then be like, I'm done. Yay.
Yeah. Cause like, that's basically how it worked with the other one is we played it. We're done. There's no real replayability for mm-hmm. it, but like you've been replaying this one. You've been doing runs just for funsies.
And I've been having a good time.
I am glad.
I was glad. There is also DLC for this game.
What?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You did know this. We've talked about this before.
Okay, well, maybe I forgot.
Alphegard. There's a bunch of costume DLC out right now. The cost of it is not great, I would say.
Bleh.
But, you know, each of those costumes has the same characteristics as a costume from the main game itself, or like, you know, it has its own starter card and starter charm. So like those are, you know, gonna have
Helpful.
different things on it than, you know, the costumes you get in the actual game itself. Let me see if I can look this up real quick as I boot my PlayStation up to load it. So there's costumes. There's also like there's a song DLC pack where it's like here's some songs from the anime if you want to have those play when you're playing the game, but it's like $16 for that. And I was like, no, thank you, I'm good.
Ooh.
I think
Oh,
I don't
Blaze
really
from the
need
Deep Blue is on
that.
sale.
What is on sale for like 20? It's
20 to
$28.
23.
Oh, that's still too much money.
Yeah.
Too much money.
Too much money.
These costumes are
Huh.
$9, by the way. I was wrong.
Yeah.
You have trendy
That's a lot of
schoolgirl.
money.
It's just Yohane in like a school girl outfit. She's trendy. You have her in the
She's
far, far
trendy.
away outfit from the anime when she performed that song. You can have her dress up as a duck.
I like the fledgling one. That's my favorite.
Pretty good. Forever You and I is another, you know, outfit from the anime. And then Lucky Outfit. You can make her feel lucky. And then songs are
Yay.
$17. It's too much money.
So much money.
Yes.
Wait, includes a total of four
Yeah, it's four songs.
songs?
It's the opening and ending, Forever You and I, and then Deep Blue from Blaze in the Deep Blue.
That's
From
offensive.
the other game. On April the 25th, we will get the first additional characters pack where you will be able to
Ooh.
play as Daya, Hanamaru, and Kanon. This will
Oh.
have additional stories and events. You'll get three new charms, and you'll get Yohane as a summon card.
Ooh.
That price is to be determined. I'm guessing it's not going to be cheap, which is not going to be unfortunate.
You mean Love Live having expensive DLC? That never
Yeah.
happens.
In May, there's going to be the Night Wicked Knight outfit for everyone, so you can get the little devil costume for all characters, so you can have your summons dress up at, like that, and then there'll be a new costume for Yohane and a new charm.
My God.
And then in June, you'll get Delta Replica, which will be a new costume for Yohane, which I'm pretty sure that's just a replica
Gaia.
of the Daya Sentai outfit from the anime, which is very good.
That was
And
very good.
you know, hopefully, if these I guess sell well, they'll do more character pack, so you'll be able to play as the other characters as well, which would be nice. That would be fun. Let me play as all the gals and Lilaps.
I want you to be able to play as all the gals in Lilaps, honestly.
I want to play
I
cards as a
would
dog.
watch that.
I
I want you to play
woo.
card. Let Lilaps hold the cards in her mouth.
Yes. I agree.
Yes, it's perfect.
Ugh.
Om nom 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 nom. I have cards.
But yeah, that's Yohane.
Yeah, it was fun watching you play it, and I if we are ever just chilling, I would watch you play it again.
Yeah, it's a very chill game.
It is very chill, and it's fun to watch, especially like I like seeing how you strategize when you're playing it. Cause you're a lot more about it than I would ever choose to be. But it
You
works
gotta
out for
believe in the
you.
heart of the cards.
I man, card games though. We don't get along, me and cards.
Believe in the heart of the cards. But yeah, that's Yohane the Parhelion, new Mazu in the Mirage.
It was fun.
Believe in the heart of the cards, for sure. And that's gonna do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonalanimecheckup.com or sac.cools, where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared Now Watch. You'll also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from AnnLadium, go to AnnLadium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. You can follow us on Blue Sky at seasonalanimecheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And supports on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. Buy us a slice of pizza, get access to unedited versions of the podcast, monthly exclusive Patreon podcast, and a whole wealth of bonus content as well. Next week we'll talk about not cards, presumably.
Not cards, but you rubied this game.
I did rubied. I gave it a rubied.
You did.